This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, right here, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, on my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out to Las Vegas tonight, KKBV in Las Vegas, AM 1060, and all you folks out there. $2 on number 4 and the 5th. That came from the dog over here at the dog track behind, or across the street from where I live. And by the way, they're not racing dogs anymore, so go figure. But special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now from across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and for keeping us free and safe, and to the United States Coast Guard, a special shout-out to you guys and gals, and to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers in the bulk mail centers, sorting all that mail for delivery today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon is with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We were talking about the border, and just to kind of just basically say how we got started on it was we had a pastor from the White House, from Paula White's team, who has an office there that's a spiritual advisor to the president, and the president had asked them to go out and give a report on what they were seeing in the detention centers, and we're being told by the person that we had speaking to us last night, Reverend Todd Lampier, that it's being underreported. The situation is much worse than what we're being led to believe, much worse. So you had something you wanted to add.
Well, in these meetings that have happened with this envoy from Mexico and the United States, that included both Pompeo and Pence, it was noted that Mexico has deployed 6,000 of their own National Guard troops on their border with Guatemala. 200 Mexican military and immigration and federal police have already blocked about 1,000 migrants. That's as of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're blocking some bank accounts. The bank accounts, interestingly enough, are those accounts that are facilitating the movement of some of these organizations, if you will, that have been helping, these migrants. So, we're comparing our intelligence, I think, with some of their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And, that includes, you know, migrant smuggling and illegal, the illegal monies flowing on these caravans.
Now, the levels with which the people are coming in right now, if it stays where it's at, and hopefully it won't, we're on course, on track to have about 1.3 million illegals show up in the country this year.
Correct.
So that's what they're trying to do, is to slow that down and stop that. And I get that. The other thing is another part of what we were told last night is that about 500 African migrants have been apprehended since the beginning, or since the end of May, rather, in a single Border Patrol sector, which is right there by El Paso, which seems to be a favorite place for them to want to come in.
Yeah, we don't know how many are actually coming from African nations. I know Congo is one of the more popular ones. But what they're doing, I don't know where they're necessarily raising the money. I mean, you can transfer an awful lot of money around this world with interesting methods. But
yeah,
they're actually taking flights into Panama because Panama has kind of an open visa system.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how much pressure the United States is putting on Panama at this point, but yeah, people are flying, you know, India, wherever else, they're flying into Panama and then beginning to make the moves north from there.
Is any of this coming out of Cuba? Because we heard of the large influx of, quote, Cubans that weren't Cubans that were coming in.
I haven't heard that they weren't Cubans, but, you know, Cubans are making that trek, too. They're making their way into Central America. Instead of coming in through the old-fashioned boat side on our side.
Yeah, and of course, people don't, you can't forget the fact that every port that we have along the Gulf of Mexico and the eastern seaboard is actually like a port of entry for people that come in from overseas, that come in via the sea. Every airport, every international airport, when people fly in from another country, again, that's like the same sort of thing. And people come into the system, they have their green cards or whatever it is that they have when they come here for visitation rights or to stay, have a vacation, whatever. And some of those people just disappear, never to be seen again.
Otherwise known as visa overstays.
That's right.
That has not been talked about much at all in the media. But I will also say that between the White House and the State Department, too, the respective embassies and the diplomatic posts, we are substantially slowing down the volume of approvals on visas.
Well, good. It's about time, don't you think?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't necessarily want to stop people from traveling here, but
No. We
have to look at who they really are. And, you know, are they traveling with a group? Is this a tour operation? Or is this some kind of... I mean, we've got 80 different kinds of visas, which into itself is really kind of stupid.
Okay, we'll hold that thought. Folks, I'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, I'm going to throw this out there because we're going to talk about this later on in this next segment. But the continuing threat from lone wolf terrorists in America, is it still there? We'll tell you. We'll also tell you what Trey Gowdy had to say yesterday. Very interesting stuff going on. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by the folks at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you want the opportunity to win a free gun a day giveaway drawing every day with a different gun every day at midnight, just trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there, and you'll see a drop-down screen for the contest to enter into the Gun A Day giveaway. Sign up for that, and then after you get done doing that, take a look at the three levels of membership, and you can become a great member and supporter of the USCCA because they can help you out, and depending on your life, shouldn't cost you everything you own either. By the way, if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for one of the three levels of precipitation that you decide to get involved in. So that's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. We want to announce somebody on this program here that's a listener that won that gun. That would be great. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Trey Gowdy said, and this was an article that was being discussed. It was a report. I'm not sure where it came from because I didn't see if it was on TV or whatnot. I'm assuming it was. But he says that John Brennan, James Clapper, and James Comey all knew the full well that the dossier that was used in the intel assessment of what was being transpired there before we had all this other nonsense going on. So that means that these guys were up to their eyeballs in collusion of their own. How's that for a word? I'll throw it back at them.
Well, what Gowdy is doing is saying it now publicly. I mean, we've known this by virtue of, you know, some reporting by John Solomon and so forth and so on. So we've known this, but to hear it from Gowdy, who was, you know, part of the oversight committee, that he is finger pointing to, you know, specific names, is a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing here is that, and I teased this before we went to break, there was an article in off a website called Homeland Security. It's called In Homeland Security, talking about the continued threat from lone wolf terrorists in America. And I'll read what it says, and then we'll discuss why that may or may not be the case. It says, traditional methods of using undercover sources and intercepting communications are largely ineffective against lone wolf terrorists who don't tell anybody what it is they're doing.
What's the issue here is, with the aid of the Canadians, interestingly enough,
mm-hmm.
we have detained or gotten a hold of a former Islamic State fighter. And he admitted in some interrogations that this guy had a dual citizenship, by the way. He was Canadian and Trinidadian.
Wow.
that they had absolute plans to use the southern border as a point of entry to, you know, arrive in the United States and also through Puerto Rico, if they had to,
mm-hmm.
To, you know, pull off some kind of essentially lone wolf attacks. The lone wolf attacks are the certainly the hardest ones to do, to track down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an awful lot of technologies out there that we can begin to at least get some clues or symptoms of what is happening. But if they're using encrypted methods of communications, then, you know, having tangible evidence is impossible because of the encryptions.
Okay. Now, the president probably gave one of the best speeches of his presidency, and we've got a lot of liberals who are talking about what a great speech it was at Normandy on D-Day. But listen to what one of the very liberal news networks and one of their commentators had to say.
Well, I thought President Trump hit pretty much every note right in this speech. It was well written. It was well delivered. I think he came here understanding that this was an event that required him to tell the American story, not Donald Trump's story, not a personal evocation, but something about what really resonates through presidencies, through generations. And we heard it. And as we heard the president tell the stories of these veterans behind him and that frail rising to receive the applause of the audience, I think all of us felt that President Trump on our behalf was thanking these brave, now old men who came here 75 years ago. So today was the day when President Trump got it right, and I think we all feel that watching and listening to him.
He got it right not only by talking about what the United States did, but Mike, I think most importantly, raising our allies up, lifting our allies up just as Macron had lifted us up, lifting up those who made victory over Hitler possible.
He did do that, and the speech was much more than just appropriate.
Now, the other thing is Macron and his speech that he gave in France that was being translated was utterly amazing, too. The two of them really outdid themselves. And, I mean, it sounded like as if you listen to what was said, it sounds like as if France and the United States are the best of pals right now.
Well, they were certainly the best of pals back then.
Yeah.
But I don't know who wrote the speech for Trump. But I would say it was many, many months in the planning, and
yep.
Whoever wrote the speech absolutely got it right. I think what put the cherry on the banana split for Trump's presentation was his actions, because, I mean, I was up the entire time, watched every single second of it as it was happening, and his particular actions at the podium when, you know, those that he is thanking, those that he is stopping,
yep.
His speech and turning around and, you know, giving
shaking
a hug or
yep.
a hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. that part added a lot of personal tribute by Trump to these men.
Well,
so,
he had some of those veterans in tears. I mean, my God.
Well, this was an awful lot of planning that was going along. And I mean, some of those veterans, even those that were still in wheelchairs, they got them over to the beach. They had some activities for them. Those that were selected were able to even make the trip. I mean, it was really quite the coordination that had to happen. But
yeah.
I think that they really felt that this particular anniversary was the most important because it's measured in 25-year increments.
And when those guys in those wheelchairs with help were able to stand up and salute the president, wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Trump told personal stories, and
yep.
that was remarkable, especially the little old lady who was part of the French Resistance that took it upon herself to put
right.
flowers on all the grave markers, and
yep.
then she became a pen pal with the, you know, surviving families back home. That was a fabulous story.
Yes, indeed. And again, it was just a sign of the greatest generation and the president respecting that. And again, I think it was fantastic. I mean, I was in awe just listening to what he was saying. And like you say, whoever wrote that speech did a great job.
Yes. And they certainly hit all the points.
Well, coming to the end of the segment here, so what are you writing about today?
I'm working on a story here that may have some connective tissue to this Joseph Mifsud character that was the one that met with Papadopoulos. So we'll see. I'm working on an awful lot of research.
The spy that came in out of the cold.
Yeah, the Maltese
yep.
professor.
Yep, yeah. He was a professor, all right. All righty. Well, the music's coming up in my ear. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Make sure you go over there and you check out all the different things that she has to offer. And, by the way, don't forget that on this program it's all about we the people. And when we come back, we the people are going to get some military and veterans news and find out what's going on overseas, some different things that transpired yesterday and today that you haven't heard about yet. We'll let you know in our military and veterans news segment.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods starting Monday. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern U.S. border. He says using tariffs as a bargaining chip in immigration and trade talks is a great tool.
Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word.
He was interviewed on Fox News.
Republicans should love what I'm doing because I view tariffs in two phases. Number one, it's great to negotiate with because people don't want to be tariffed for coming into the United States. They don't want that. And number two, frankly, if they go in, you make a fortune because all the companies are going to move back into the country.
Some Republicans don't agree with him. Mexican and U.S. officials resume negotiations on Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 181 points, the S&P up 17, and the NASDAQ up 40. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, and this edition is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, got no chance for the future, a pay raise, a promotion, listen up to the National Aviation Academy and what they have to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, guys and girls, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. That's the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat that. You can be in well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. or give them a call by calling them at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Now, the military and veterans news this hour. Overseas news coming in here. France has promised that they're going to have a presence in the Pacific. Now, that presence in the Pacific could be an aircraft carrier. It could be ground forces, because France's Armed Forces Minister has pledged the country will remain committed to the Pacific region after they warned of a global confrontation emerging there from China. Now, also, in Syria, Syrian Kurds have sent 8 American women and children captured by ISIS back to the United States. This is something that apparently the Associated Press found out about, and it was not widely reported, but we're hearing about it this morning. So, 8 American women and children that were captured with ISIS in Syria have been sent back to the United States. I wonder if one of them is that gal that was suing to get her rights to return to the country with the child she had. I wonder. Well, we'll find out soon. Now, Congress wants to ensure special operations forces are being used for missions that fit their roles, leaving other tasks to conventional troops. Now, this is something that the House Armed Services Committee has become concerned about with some of the things that are going on in the world in which we live. We'll soon know, I guess. And by this time next year, the Army could have the capability to do just about everything it needs to run a hypersonic projectiles program, except actually launch the missile. We'll see. It's this hypersonic thing with the Army is moving along very rapidly right now. And soldiers will be testing those hypersonic missiles later on this year, by the sounds of what we're hearing coming from the Pentagon right now. In addition, racist memes on a cell phone and a racist Facebook page can be used as evidence in the trial of a white man charged with murder and a hate crime in a black student's fatal stabbing at the University of Maryland's campus. By the way, this student was a newly commissioned Army second lieutenant. And apparently they're going to allow that evidence in as to what this person was doing on the Internet. Maybe a test case for other things to come. The Army also, their acquisition chief, Bruce Jetty, has ordered the service's famed night vision lab to develop an experimental automatic turret for live fire testing next June. Now, this will be the Atlas robotic gun that they've been talking about developing for about the last year, year and a half. It's now going to be coming that much closer to going into service as they're going to be testing it. And with the Navy, what's up with the Russian jet that buzzed the Navy patrol plane again in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea? Well, Russia hasn't said a word. I guess we're going to launch an official protest about it, but we'll see. And away we go, right? Now, the Navy's $2.7 billion plan to build drone ships now is facing some additional hurdles in the Congress because budget hawks on Capitol Hill say the Navy hasn't presented enough proof that its plans for a fleet of new unmanned ships is worth billions of dollars in taxpayer dollars. And I guess that could get a little sticky since we're talking about unmanned ships. By the way, the Navy also recovered their C-2A Greyhound plane from a fatal 2017 crash from 3 miles deep underwater. A year and a half after the fatal crash in the Philippine seas, the Navy has recovered the wreckage of the missing C-2A Greyhound. No sign of what happened to the missing members of the crew yet. And according to a Navy publication, USNI News, 5 years into basing four guided missile destroyers in Spain as part of a larger European ballistic missile defense scheme, the Navy announced it will start to cycle out the warships for more modernized hulls. Okay. We'll see what it is they get there. And lawmakers now want the Navy to take a look at the destroyer hybrid electric drive that's coming out on some of the vessels right now, because pushing the military to become more energy self-sufficient is an emerging theme on the House Armed Services Committee with the Fiscal Year 2020 National Defense Authorization Act. And for the Navy, this means taking a second look at installing hybrid electric drive systems on the Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyers, which is the creme de la creme, if you will, of the destroyer fleet. In addition, Major General Peter Gersten, the commander of the Air Force Warfare Center at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, was relieved of command over allegations of an unprofessional relationship. Means he was fooling around with somebody. Wow. To lose your career over something like that. Not very smart, General. And from the South China Morning Post, the United States Air Force will use its F-35A fifth-generation fighters to mimic the role of the Japanese counterpart, the J-20 Powerful Dragon, its aggressor training exercises amidst the rising concern in Washington about Beijing's growing strength, is strategically sensitive amongst areas in the South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait, and they will be testing in war games, doing dogfights over the water. By the way, trainees at the Air Force basic military training, we'll start training on the M4 this summer in the Air Force, the M4 carbine, as part of the program's new weapons familiarization course. It's not your M1 Grand anymore, baby. The M4, and that's quite a weapon. I fired that one time, and that's left me for wanting to fire it some more. That is quite a weapon. All right, Captain America's Third Watch coming right back. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, calling in. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my segment with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive Group. They have got four different dealerships. Now, they've got two Nissan dealerships, a certified pre-owned dealership, and they have a Chevrolet dealership. Now, when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. You can go to a special website right now if you'd like and check out what kind of financing they'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. And Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves all active duty military and veterans, plus first responders too, a ton of money on your new vehicle. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down with no payments for 6 months on approved credit. So check out what you qualify for by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check and tell them the captain sent you, and maybe you can be driving around one of these beautiful Nissan Titans like I'm driving around. And I'm telling you, yesterday, 22.6 miles per gallon on the interstate, Bradenton, back to Tampa. How about that? Not too shabby with a big old 400-horsepower engine. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, sir.
How you doing?
You driving around with, what, 6,000 horsepower in that BMW? Or whatever
not
it is?
Not that high.
Hey, listen, I got to ask you a question. When are you going to go to the moon? Because Jeff Bezos from Amazon says that he wants to colonize the moon to help save the Earth. Now, are they going to be selling condos up there?
You know, the guy up there, that hydrogen 3, which is a great source of energy. But that's one thing I never really had any interest in. I like it here. I like the planet Earth. I think it's a really kind of a nice place. I have no desire to go anywhere else.
Oh, I thought they might need a watchdog up there, too. You never know, right?
Yeah. Make sure that there's an actual flag there with all the conspiracy theorists saying that there was a fake lunar landing.
Yeah. Give me a break. Okay. Well, that is what it is. I was at a meeting last night, and we were listening to a report from a minister, part of the Paula White group, which is part of the White House's religious wing or whatever it is. There's an office they have in there. I forgot what they call it. But the Department of Homeland Security is having just horrible problems with the people that they're keeping in these detention centers because, amongst other things, the unsanitary conditions at four of the ICE detention centers, two in Texas, two in Arizona, are beyond description, almost like what we're seeing in California. But it's because the people that are coming in with all sorts of diseases, and they're just not clean. They got head lice, you know, you name it.
I've heard reports of that. I watched yesterday a video in Arizona where you had about 150 people walk up to the wall, walk around the wall, and turn themselves into border control. And then, you know, there was a bunch of them as well that needed to be hospitalized immediately. So it's not getting any better. Over a million people in so far. That's just what we know of. Over 100,000 a month. Detention centers. We need a hell of a lot more than detention centers at this point in time. It's overwhelming. I don't even understand the point. Obviously we should try to be, you know, dealing with the diseases and trying to check these people out. We did have a system that worked, via Ellis Island. We were able to do that.
Sure.
But we're completely unprepared for this and nobody wants to do anything. I don't think anything is going to be done. You take a look at the vitriol that, is taking place between the House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. And,
yep.
You know, she comes out and makes a statement. Well, I guess it was behind closed doors, saying that she wants Donald Trump in prison. That's not an environment for trying to make the country better. And Donald Trump shot back at her yesterday. So where are we at now? You know, hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border, and you can thank the people in Washington, D.C.
Nasty Nancy.
What was her? No, he called her Nervous Nancy.
Oh, Nervous Nancy. Yeah, but
Nervous
Nancy. Yeah, but he has called her nasty before.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, folks, is the person we're talking to here. By the way, the Dow seems to be creeping back up again in the hopes of the delayed tariffs on the Mexican imports. Now, Mexico announced they've got 6,000 more troops they're putting on the border. They've got a couple of hundred special immigration agents that apparently this week held back 1,000 immigrants that were headed straight for the border, and they stopped them and moved them back, and they're keeping them away, finally doing the job they should have been doing. Now, that's 1,000 we know about.
Yeah, that's what we know about. Again, you know, eventually they'll find their way around the wall one way or another. One of the other things that they did was they were going after the bank accounts of some of these.
That's right.
Not just drug smugglers, but
the people that are helping, the organizations that are helping these people. Yep. Uh huh.
My question is, why haven't you done that already? And they know too. I mean, these are big banks too. I remember reporting years ago on how, they have these, you know, some of these Mexican banks, these huge teller windows where they can bring in duffel bags of cash, and drop them off so they can fit through the window. And why do they have those windows? Because it's all illicit money, but nobody does anything about it. Kind of reminiscent of the 1980s, in Miami with all the drug money being shoveled into these various different banks. You want to go after bad guys. I say it again and again. You go after their money and you follow the money. It's the best way to have gone after ISIS as well way back in the day. I mean, for crying out loud, they had a network various different banks. They needed funds to fund their operation. It was coming from somewhere.
You remember the old Wachovia Bank?
Yes.
Yep. Drug cartel money. A lot of it went in there. Yeah. A lot of it. Yep. But anyway, here's what it is. Juan, and I'm trying to remember who the guy's name was. Doesn't matter. But anyway, a lot of money went in there. Everybody knows that. Huawei, their CFO, lawyers for the Huawei CFO, Meg Wanzhou, who is being held, she now is challenging her extradition to the United States set for, and a hearing is set for January 2020. So they've been able to put it off that long again, at least.
Yeah, I thought that's going to continue to happen, continue to challenge it. I forgot about that case, and that hasn't been you know resolved or dealt with at this point in time. Huawei, on another front, signed a contract with Russia to build out their 5G network in Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works out, right?
Yeah, again, those guys, I mean, they got a bit of a, they talk about our special relationship with Great Britain, a bit of a special relationship, I think, between China and Russia as well.
Now, what would you say if I told you that 7 metro areas, 3 of them blue and 4 of them red, have gained at least 100,000 jobs under President Donald Trump?
It's great. I mean, it doesn't really surprise me. We've got an economy that's doing quite well. Today is Jobs Friday as well. I'm curious to see what the numbers are going to be. I highly doubt it's going to be continuing to go at the blistering pace that we have seen. I think we're probably going to see a little bit of a slowdown. But, hopefully you continue to see the jobs numbers, continue to do well. I just, so many businesses around the country are having difficult times finding people.
Well, how about the Fed rate cut that we hear that's coming?
Yeah, well, we'll see what's going to happen with that. I'm kind of curious about that. Again, the Fed is always playing this game with inflation and trying to ward off inflation. And they thought we were heading into an inflationary environment, and it just is not much sign of it outside of things that we all know about, which is the cost of higher education, of course, healthcare as well. So I don't know how the Fed is going to do and how they're going to handle this. There's been a lot of hope that they're going to be lowering rates. So we'll see.
By the way, have you been to a Barnes & Noble lately?
Actually, not for a long time.
There's a company called Elliott Management that's poised right now and has a bid in to buy Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, I haven't been in there in a while. I mean, I know that they've got involved in a lot of them. They've got little Starbucks inside the place.
Yep.
And try to make it a destination. Where I live, there's still a lot of old-fashioned small mom-and-pop bookstores.
Sure.
Where I live.
Those were the best kind. They were the best kind. Yep.
Yeah, so we still have that a lot where I live here. So that's what people tend to go to.
Now, here comes the music, so I've got to let you go. But I will, since it's Friday, I'll let everybody know that we'll be talking to you again on Monday, and hopefully you'll stay low and have a great weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you very much, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, when we come back, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and also Underground USA, the podcast that he has, will be with us. We're going to be talking again a lot about the border. Get his thoughts there. We're going to be talking about Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel's Go to Wall Street. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.